WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Yeah.
celebrities, and more. Love Jack. You
say. Oh, tainted love. 99 Max FM.
Yeah. 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Oh, things I should drink in and always be for. Yeah, I will drink it and always be for.
The most
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I wanna do, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, cause I feel for you. Feel for you. Coming up for your Labor Day weekend playlist, this is Joe Cortez with a special countdown of Video Made the Radio Star on this weekend's Retro Pop Reunion. The top 40 videos from the video music era. Some of these videos cost $4 million to make, while others cost a couple hundred bucks. The most inspirational, the most played. Prince, Tom Petty, Madonna, Paula Abdul, Michael Jackson, you name it, they're in there. You can see more about it at RetroPopReunion.com until I get here this weekend with the Video Made the Radio Star Countdown, a special for this Labor Day weekend, right here on 99.7 Max FM.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894, making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay? Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history. Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later. Leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 47, some patchy fog toward daybreak. Labor Day Monday, sunshine and gorgeous with a high near 75. Monday night, mostly clear, a low of 49. Sunny, 79 for Tuesday. Wednesday, sunshine and 81. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for grilling any time of the year. Pick it up at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Currently 56 degrees.
99.7 Max
FM. Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. Yeah.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Baby, yeah, the dolphins make me cry, but there's nothing I can do.
Sharing what was true.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.